Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of Riding the Bench. Just before we start this episode, I'm going to warn you, we make some references in this episode to a video because we planned on this episode having video, and it did not go in our favor. But nonetheless, it's still a fun episode. We really hope you guys enjoy it because we had a lot of fun making it. And yeah, just a quick thank you to all of you who have been enjoying the show, listening to it, and I promise you that we will be getting video in our episodes too. So without further ado, here is episode 4 of Riding the Bench.
Riding the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Riding the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
Go Caleb, watch Pat McAfee.
Caleb, I'm super excited for today.
I know. You're looking dashing this afternoon.
I know, man. I'm excited. Is my mic working? I can't hear myself.
Oh, you're working so good.
All right. So let's keep it rolling. Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's get it popping. We got a lot to talk about. Got some NBA, got some MLB, got some NFL.
Got some Super Bowl, baby. We got some Super Bowl.
But we'll get to that in the end. Make them hang along to hear what we think about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you got to get through all the boring stuff to get to the part you guys want to hear.
Yeah.
So let's start off with some NBA. NBA, Caleb, we're both Warriors fans.
We are.
The big news. I mean, we talked about the Luka and AD trade on the last episode, but the big news this week. Jimmy Butler to the Warriors for Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, and a first round pick. How are we feeling? How are we feeling about that trade?
No. Do you think,
okay, I agree with you. And I think that's a really unpopular opinion. I think a lot of people love that trade. I'm not a fan.
Because I just feel like it's so wasted, dude. Like, we're getting rid of, like, Jimmy Butler. Love him, bro.
Great player.
Great player.
Fantastic player.
Don't need him.
I don't know if it's that we don't need him. I just don't think it was worth giving up Wiggins for him. No, Wiggins
That's what I'm saying. We're getting rid of all these freaking we're getting rid of some of our star guys just to pick up a guy that we are doing, you know, we're doing all right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it'll hurt us. I just wish we would have kept Wiggins. Wiggins is younger. Wiggins is like 29 and Butler's like 31. So it's 2 years. But right. I don't know. I just don't think it was a necessary trade for the Warriors to make.
I agree.
But
I agree.
It happened. And then adding on to that, after he signed, Jimmy Butler signed a 2-year, $121 million extension with the Warriors.
Damn.
That was a big thing that was going to keep him from coming to the Warriors in the first place, was they weren't going to sign him to an extension. But apparently they did. 2 years, $121 million.
I mean, that's a whole lot of money right there.
That is a whole lot of money right there.
A whole lot of moolah.
So that was the biggest trade, but the trade deadline was this week in the NBA. So there was a lot of big moves. We're just going to talk about some of the bigger ones. Caleb, I know you don't know a lot of these guys. You're uneducated in the NBA department.
I like football. I'm learning. I have a sports podcast. I'm learning this stuff.
The Milwaukee Bucks trade Chris Middleton, AJ Johnson, and a pick swap to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr., and a second round compensation.
Oh, so, dude, I know all of those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, the big names of that are Chris Middleton and Kyle Kuzma. Those guys are both solid. They've both been all-stars before. But this means that Kyle Kuzma, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Damian Lillard, Dame time. Is that a big three in Milwaukee? Caleb, with no knowledge on pretty much any of those guys except probably Giannis, do you think that's a big three?
Although I can't pronounce his name, I know who he is. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Love him.
He's a dog, bro.
I think that could be very dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at all those guys and you look at the way they play ball. I mean, you put a talented group of people together, they're destined to make greatness. So,
Caleb, I got a question for you. Have you ever looked at the way any of those three guys play ball?
I have, jackass. I have. Just because I don't know them off the top of my head does not mean that I'm bad with names.
Okay. All right, I'll forgive you then. So that was a big trade. And then the last big trade in the NBA that we're going to talk about is De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs in a multi-team trade that sends Zach LaVine of the Chicago Bulls to the Sacramento Kings. Big
Ooh.
Trade. You don't know any of these people either. Caleb, what was the first name I said? God, I love making you look stupid. It's my favorite thing.
Scottie Pippen. Love him. Love him to death, bro.
We talked about this. I'm going to have to leave the NBA conversation for a little while until you learn a little bit more about the game.
Guys, yeah, I'm sorry. I have a busy life. I can't sit down and, like, I need to learn basketball more. I'm just not, you know.
It's okay. I'll put you on, Caleb.
Thanks,
but
bro.
This means that De'Aaron Fox and Wimby are going to be together in San Antonio. That's a dangerous duo.
I actually know those two.
You know, I said De'Aaron Fox. You didn't know who I was talking about.
No, I know the other one.
Oh, Wembanyama, Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
The tall, lanky dude, and that's about all he is, in my opinion.
I'm a tall, lanky dude.
I don't think Wemby's that good. I think he's just really tall. You're lanky, that's for dang sure.
I'm not tall. That's for damn sure, brother.
I'm taller than you. And that is a fact. I'm taller than you and better than you at pickleball. So.
Oh my god, we just talked about this. You guys, we're gonna start making pickleball videos. I'm gonna show you me just kicking his ass every week.
We had a different recording setup today.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Zoom today.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when technology doesn't cooperate.
So if this works out. If I can get it to work out, you guys are looking at our faces right now. If I can't get it to work out, you're hearing our sexy voices. Either one, I mean, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. If you are looking at our faces right now, I just have to issue an apology. Caleb is really ugly.
Jacob's wearing Giants gear, so.
I am.
That's rough.
Jersey, dude.
It's not. It's ugly.
It's the Giants. It's the Buster Posey Players Weekend jersey from the first year of the Players Week. I really hope you guys could see us, because if not, this entire conversation is completely irrelevant.
Yeah, it's yeah. There's no point. There's no point.
But you know what? We're locked in. We got this. Okay, so that's all we have for the NBA. Just gotta get that out of the way real quick. The MLB, Major League Baseball.
Oh, great! Here he goes.
No, we're not gonna talk about that. People are tired of hearing us talk about that. Your San Diego Padres had two pickups this week. They signed Jason Hayward and Connor Joe. They're both mediocre. They're both not great. They're not going to make a big impact on the team. So I don't know why you're jumping around like crazy.
I don't care. I just like when we're in the news.
Okay. All right. So yeah, they're both mediocre. I don't think it'll hurt them. I don't think it'll help them that much. Just two more bats in the lineup, I guess. This is some big news. We talked about it a little bit last week where we thought he was going to go. The New York Mets are signing Pete Alonso, the home run derby king, to a 2-year, $54 million contract with an opt-out after the first year. I mean, I said it last week.
Yeah,
I think
belongs
that's where
there.
He belongs. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's where he should be. I don't think he should leave. I think that's a good move for him. It's a good move for Queens. I think that's just where he should be all the way around. So, what are your thoughts on that, Caleb?
I agree. I mean, excuse me.
Into the mic, really?
Flashback, episode one. No. I totally agree with you. I think he's made such an impact with the Mets. And why leave? Why leave? They had a great – I mean, they really had a great season this year. They had a great run. Why go?
Yeah, and he has a great relationship with that city and that team, with Steve Cohen, the owner. So I'm happy he's there. I mean, I would have loved him for him to come to my Giants, but I'm happy he's still, if he's not going to go anywhere else, I'm happy he's still in New York.
I agree.
The Twins, this one, he's not really relevant. He's not really relevant anymore, but I love the guy just because of his name. My master. The Twins are signing Harrison Bader to a 1-year deal. And I know it sounds weird because I just called him my master.
You're an idiot.
But it's because he's Master Harrison Bader. He's the Master Bader. Caleb, is he your Master Bader?
Everybody, go over to @writingthebenchpod on Instagram. If you go over there, I'm going to be leaving a poll. I am looking for new co-hosts. So make sure you click on that. You can try out to be the next co-host of Writing the Bench.
Hey, this is 50-50, man. You didn't start this on your own. We're in this together.
I know.
We're all you got this you gotta go. Together. And here's Joe. And we are all stars. And we see that. Yeah, I just wanted to say that. I wanted to make that joke. Man, we are moving through this episode quick. Let's keep it going.
I like it.
Killed in the wise words of Mariah Carey. It's time. It's baseball season, baby. Football is over. Pitchers and catchers started reporting this week. Let's freaking go. It's baseball season. It's time to get hyped. It is the best time of the year. I'm ready. I'm hyped. I'm so excited for baseball season. I've been waiting. I mean, people ask me what I do during the winter and what I do after October. I sit around and wait for baseball season to come back, dude. I am so excited. Baseball's my sport. I'm hyped, Caleb. How are we feeling?
I love me some baseball. Me and Jacob actually talked about this in the car last night. I love me some baseball, but the only reason I get more excited for football season and not so much about baseball season, and the part that's so difficult for me to keep up with baseball on a consistent basis and live my life at the same time, is that it's so long. Oh my God, there's so many. Okay. There's so many, like, bro, there's so many games, so many that it's hard for me to keep up. But look, things are different now, okay? We got a sports podcast. I'm going to start, you know?
I'm so freaking excited, dude. You have no idea. I love baseball.
You see, this is how I am on the first day of football. This is my first Monday night football. You know, I'm just.
People aren't going to understand that if they're either audio listeners or the video doesn't work. Yeah. But we'll just leave it at that.
I just touched my nipples.
But yeah, dude, I'm super excited. Pitchers and catchers are reporting. That means baseball season's finally here. We get to talk some baseball a little bit more. I'm super excited, dude. I was so hyped last night. We went up to Barstow.
We're in Barstow. We're on Fort Irwin.
Fort Irwin, watching the Super Bowl. And on the drive home, I was so hyped because I was scrolling through Instagram and I was seeing a bunch of teams post, our turn. Like, now it's our time. All that kind of stuff, dude. I was getting so hyped. And then Caleb was playing the flashbacks from 2016 on the Aux.
Oh, brought dude, me back to my old school
days.
Ooh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
I was just hyped, bro. That was a hyped drive. We were driving home at 10 o'clock at night in the middle of the desert. And we were still hyped, bro.
Yeah. Like, you know what we don't talk about enough?
Well, don't we talk about enough?
We don't talk enough about our own lives. Guess what? You guys want to hear something super cool? This year, me and Jacob are going to be working in professional baseball together.
We are going to be working in professional baseball. I'm super excited, bro.
We are. So,
hey, you got me hyped this episode.
Yeah. So, we all know how, you know, a Major League Baseball team has, you know, Triple A, Double A, Single A. Me and Jacob are working in Single A baseball this year for the Visalia Rawhide. This will be my third year, and it will be my best year because Jacob is coming in, and he's going to be by my side.
Yes, I'm super excited. Coming in on the promo team, Caleb's going to be the MC. We're planning everything that's not the actual baseball game itself. So we're providing all the in-game entertainment and everything. But I'm super excited. It's been my dream my entire life to work in professional baseball. And so this summer, thanks to Caleb hyping me up to all his coworkers, I'll be living out my dream. So honestly, thank you, Caleb. Thank you for getting me this opportunity.
You know what? You entertain them for literally 1 second. I'm gonna go get my Rawhide hat for the rest of the game. Or the rest of the episode.
So yeah, the promo team. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been to a minor league baseball game, but pretty much everything that's not the actual 9 innings of baseball, that's the promo team. That's the people who are planning all of that, running all of it. And Caleb is the MC. He's going to be running all the on-field games with the kids and stuff. So it's going to be a really fun season. We'll get to talk some Rawhide baseball for all you locals. Like, we'll get to do a lot of that. We'll keep you guys updated on that season. We're looking forward to it. It should be a fun summer for us.
Oh yeah, dude. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely.
I'm ready for it.
Okay. Now, not what you've all been waiting for, because we're not going to get to the Super Bowl until the very end of it. We're going to talk some
awards.
Stop
doing that.
We're going to talk some awards first.
Stop,
Caleb.
Dude. You're
Caleb
edging
Allen
me, bro.
Brown, we're going to talk some awards
no,
first.
No, I know, but
we got to
keep
them hanging
me, dude.
On. If we talk about it now, they're not going to listen to the rest of the episode.
But you're edging me, dude.
We got to get through this. We got to get through the boring stuff to get to the fun stuff. It's like college. You have to get through all the gen eds to get to the fun stuff.
We're going to get sued by Gatorade.
I love Gatorade. Dude, those new flavors are fire.
I know, but we're going to get sued. We can't show their logo.
Why not? Yeah, we're giving them, it's free advertisement.
Sponsor also, it doesn't matter. We're not getting paid for the show.
Yeah. Or sponsor us, and then we will get paid for the show. And I won't have to go to community college. Let's go. Okay. NFL news. The NFL honors was last Thursday, where we found out all of the awards. So let's just run through those real quick, give our opinions. The MVP, we both guessed it right, was the guy from Fireball, California.
Mr. Josh Allen.
You stole my thunder. I was going to hype him up so much. You stole my thunder.
I know you. I knew you were, but I wanted, like, you know what? You, I feel like you have so many moments on the show. I want my moments. Like, let me have my moments.
I'm the notebook guy.
I don't care. Let me have my moments. This whole episode, you made me look stupid. Like, I don't know sports, which some sports I don't know. But I need you to give me my moments. Let me. Josh Allen.
All right. The offensive player of the year.
No. The Saquon Barkley.
I give up. What am I supposed to do? This is all I have.
No, hype him up and then point
this
to me.
This is all I have.
No. Hype them up, point to me, and then I'll say the names.
Okay, that works. Do you want to restart that? Okay, we'll go back to the offensive player. What do you want to do?
Go I'm next. So we already know. We're next. Past Saquon. Okay. Hey, congrats, Saquon.
The defensive player of the year. The Broncos corner. He's the GOAT. He locked down that Broncos defense all season long.
PS2.
Do you not know his real name? Patrick Surtain,
the second. But you have to say PS2. It sounds cooler.
Okay.
Patrick's a stupid name.
Patrick is
I didn't mean that. If there's any Patricks in listening to this show, your name's not stupid.
I was hoping you were saying that because of Patrick Mahomes.
No. If there's any Patricks listening to the show, you're not stupid. Your name is. continue.
That's like one of my bosses. He always goes, there's no stupid questions, just stupid people who ask them.
True.
Anyways, we're getting off topic, Caleb.
Continue, bro. God.
Okay. So, coach of the year. I disagree with this one. The head coach for the Minnesota Vikings, Kevin O'Connell.
I don't necessarily disagree. I think this could have gone any way possible, but I think Kevin O'Connell had a kick-ass year.
Go ahead. Continue.
Think about what the Vikings were last year. They were nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They look at every single other coach that was on here. They had their talent, like they all had their talent on their team. Nobody mm-hmm. really looked at the Vikings roster as super dangerous except for Justin Jefferson or maybe TJ Hawkinson. But what mm-hmm. did Kevin O'Connell do? He brought a freaking old veteran, washed up, nothing quarterback and took him all the way to the playoffs. I think he had an amazing year. I think he deserves the award. I think there's other people that you can make an argument for, but I think Kevin O'Connell 100% deserved the award.
I give him number two, maybe number three, but I do think that it should have been Dan Quinn of the Washington Commanders. He took that rookie quarterback to the NFC Championship. Like, I understand why Kevin O'Connell won. It led his team to a 14-3 record with Sam Darnold as a QB. Are you freaking kidding me? Who even is that? So I understand why he won it. I just think Dan Quinn deserved it a little bit more.
All right.
You know where I'm coming from?
I see where you're coming from, and I can get behind it.
Yeah. So I just think Kevin O'Connell.
I think Kevin O'Connell did more with what he had.
Okay. I understand where you're coming from. It's not like we disagree on this. It's just that we had them ranked a little bit
different. Dan Quinn had a kick-ass lineup.
Yeah, he did. I don't know. But taking a rookie QB that far, that's really freaking impressive.
This is true. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, let's move on. The offensive rookie of the year, the quarterback for Dan Quinn, the one that we keep talking about. Caleb?
Oh.
Are you not saying it?
No, I 100% am.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels.
There it is. Yeah, man, Jaden Daniels.
What a year.
What a year. Insane. So good this year. So talented. Has the potential to be great. He's going to win Super Bowls. Like, he had an amazing year.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you guys have heard it. We are four episodes deep. I feel like we've been doing this show so much longer, though. Like, it's four episodes. That's it.
I know.
Anyway, four episodes, at least once an episode, I have been talking about Jaden Daniels and how much I respect that kid and how I think he's going to go so far. And how he was so incredibly impressive this year. I think him and Bo Nix both are gonna thrive. But yeah, man, that was freaking insane. Jaden Daniels, baby.
Yeah, insane. Great year from him. This next award, I don't know much about the guy who won it. The defensive rookie of the year.
God, that was what's his name? It wasn't Braden. It was the other guy.
It was Jared Verse.
Jared Verse.
I don't know much about the player. I mean, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed I don't know much because this is a sports podcast. Because
you're uneducated.
And I need to be more educated. But you know what? I'm the basketball guy. You're the football guy.
You just have to know he's a badass. That's all you have to know.
Obviously. Very well deserved. Rookie of the year.
Very well deserved. He's a badass. Well deserved?
Okay. I believe
Scary you. Man.
I don't know too much myself, so I believe you, Caleb.
Scary man.
And this one was funny to me. The comeback play. This is the last one we have to talk about. The comeback player of the year.
I disagreed, but go.
The comeback player of the year. Oh yeah, the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals,
Joe Burrow.
Oh, that was your lamest one.
Oh, Joe Burrow.
Much better.
Right in the bench. Sorry. No, I love me some Joe Shiesty. I love Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow might be my favorite quarterback in the NFL. I think he is. I love Joe Burrow. But Sam Darnold deserves a comeback player of the year.
I agree. I understand why Joe Burrow won, coming off the big injury, coming back, like having a season like that. But I also agree that Sam Darnold deserved comeback player of the year.
Here's the thing. Joe Burrow came back from an injury. Everybody knew that Joe Burrow was still an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew that Joe Burrow is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Like everybody expected him to play good. When Sam Darnold went to the Vikings, everybody was like, he's a backup. Nobody expected JJ to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, gosh, dude, somebody at my front door. Anyway, what Sam Darnold was able to do, he was able to come from a couple shitty years, man, and then just pop off out of nowhere. I think it should have gone to Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Joe Burrow was very happy to win comeback player of the year either.
No, his speech was really funny. What did he start it with?
He said, "Hello, everybody." And then he goes, "I don't think this is necessarily an award that you want to be nominated for twice."
Yeah, for sure. But he got an award. He wasn't going to win MVP. And so at least he got something.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what you've all been waiting for.
He's going to glaze us again.
The Super Bowl champions are the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles won Super Bowl 59 with a final score of 40-22. What a game.
No, it was not what a game. It wasn't even a Super Bowl, dude. It was just a ass-whooping.
Yes. You look up ass-whooping in the dictionary, it will be a picture of that box score. Man. I guess... this means no three-peat.
Yeah, dude, no three-peat.
It was funny. My brother sent me a TikTok earlier. It said all the kids in Africa are going to be confused when they see shirts that say Chiefs three-peat, but the Eagles and the 49ers won it the past 2 years.
That is true. That is true. That is true. Yeah, I mean, it was really, like, everybody watched that game. It was just an ass-whooping. The Eagles, I mean... The thing that I told Jacob that I'm excited about, and I'm going to try and speed through this a little bit because I'm just finding out that we have 9 minutes left on our episode. I'm happy that now and I'm excited to hear Jacob say this, but Jacob, for the last however long, and I know some of you were like, hey, stop talking about the Chiefs. I know this is the end of it right here. But Jacob spent the last four episodes saying the NFL and the refs know who they want to win the Super Bowl. They know who they want to win. He thinks it's fixed. He thinks it's rigged. All of this stuff. And the Chiefs got their asses whooped because they didn't play good football. And that is exactly what I've been telling you. They are not planning on who's going to win the Super Bowl. There were some bad calls, but there were some bad calls all around the league. Let me show you some league stats when we're off this podcast.
right.
But all of you who are saying that it was fixed for the Chiefs to win, you all look stupid right now.
Yes, I will admit I was wrong. But look, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Chiefs didn't get preferential calls all season. I'm not going to say
that. So did everybody else, but we've talked about that for the last four episodes.
I'm not going to say that, but I will sit here as a man today and say, Caleb, I'm sorry for the way I acted and the way that all went down. I'm sorry as a man. I can admit that I was wrong.
I want to not accept it so bad, but I accept your apology.
I appreciate that. And honestly, this was the best thing that could have happened for the NFL, because now those allegations are gone. The Eagles won, and this is the best thing that could have happened for the Chiefs, because if the Chiefs would have won, that would have been what was hanging over their head for the rest of Mahomes' career was, oh, he got the three-peat, but they had the refs helping him the whole time. This killed that storyline. It was the best thing that could have happened for the NFL and for the Chiefs, in my opinion.
And you know what? The Chiefs didn't have that great of a season, and they made it to the Super Bowl. I'm going to give them their credit.
Yeah.
If everybody else doesn't want to because they still think the refs, kiss my ass.
Yeah. We got to hurry this up, man. I didn't know we had a time limit on Zoom.
I know. Neither did I, but I kind of like it. We tend to ramble.
We do tend to ramble. This is about the Super Bowl. We're going to get to our suggestions here. This suggestion comes in from Corbin Diaz.
Wait, whoa. You did not do your fun fact of the day.
Oh, I did not do my fun fact. We have two fun facts of the day this
oh,
week.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even tell you either one of them. The first fun fact of the day. Caleb Brown, did you know that Cooper DeJean is the only player ever to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl on their birthday?
I know that because of last night, because you told me when you were writing the show.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty sick. I mean, it's not anything crazy, but it's a fun little, you know.
And it's crazy because Saquon Barkley, it was also his birthday last night, and he did not score in the Super Bowl.
Which kind of shocked me.
It did kind of shock me, and it ruined my parlay. So I wasn't happy about that. That and Travis Kelce absolutely sucking. Our other fun fact, Caleb Brown, did you know that Devontae Smith last night was the first player ever drafted out of Alabama to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Really?
Before this Super Bowl, no player drafted out of Alabama had ever scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. And Devontae Smith was the first one last night.
He didn't score a touchdown in the last Super Bowl?
Nope.
Was he even on the team?
I don't think so. Was he? No, I don't think so. I think that was the year he won the Heisman.
Wasn't Jaden Daniels out of Alabama? He didn't score a touchdown in the last Super Bowl with the Chiefs?
Jaden Daniels is a quarterback.
No, not Jaden Daniels. Jalen Hurts, excuse me.
Jalen Hurts, he was from Oklahoma. He was at Alabama and then transferred to Oklahoma.
Oh, you're right.
Yep, because they took him out in the middle of the national championship and put Tua in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that was crazy. That was crazy to hear because, I mean, Alabama. Alabama's the premier school for college football and never had a touchdown. Man, we're running out of time real fast. We got 5 minutes left. Let's talk about the halftime show a little bit. Kendrick absolutely killed it.
Who asked us?
Sarah Lily Wilson. We went to high school with her.
We did.
Kind of crazy. She's a listener of the podcast, apparently.
Here we go.
She asked us, how do you feel about the halftime show and the Drake comments?
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. I didn't even realize it in the moment, but now I look back at it. When Kendrick goes, say Drake, and he smiles at him. Oh my God.
You like him young. You best not ever go to cell block one.
No, that literally, I knew Drake. People didn't like Drake's last song, but I thought like some of the hits were good on it. Mm-hmm. But Drake actually, it was really good to see him. Kendrick won the moment he had. If you guys remember, he did a concert a couple months ago, and he had Dr. Dre go, psst, I see dead people. When Dr. Dre does that, that's the moment you lose. And I think this was just the icing on the cake. I think it was great. I like to see all the shots. I love to see his ex, Serena Williams, doing the crip walking, dude, to Not Like Us. That's pretty sick.
Well, there was all that with the songs, the whole we'd sing the song, but they like to sue. That was great. But we talked about how all the corners of the stages look like a PlayStation controller. I found out why.
What?
So Drake's label is owned by Sony, which owns PlayStation.
Oh, I get it.
And so that was like the thing was, oh, the PlayStation, and then at the end, when everything popped, when the lights on the stands popped up in their wristbands, and it said "Game Over," ended Drake's career.
So good.
That was insane, absolutely nuts. Great halftime show. I thought it was super entertaining. DNA went like Not Like Us was great, but DNA, as soon as we saw that, me and Caleb made eye contact and just went off, bro. We got so hyped. It was fun. We got 3 minutes left. So is it time for Start Bench Cut?
Yeah, let's just start Bench Cut.
Start Bench Cut.
Wait. You know, we'll get into Start Bench Cut. I promise we can get through it, but I just had to answer this question because I think it's a good one. This comes from Corbin Days.
Days.
Do you all agree that the Chiefs O-line sold the game for them? Yes. Hell yeah.
I was going to get into hell that. Yeah. You cut me off. Yes. 100%. That O-line was awful.
I mean,
I've seen better O-lines on high school teams.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes couldn't throw. Travis Kelce couldn't catch. O-line's fault. Okay. Start bench cut.
We're going to switch it up a little bit this week. It's not going to be players. For those of you that don't remember, we're going to give you three things. You have to start one, bench one, cut one. This week, we're doing Super Bowl foods.
Yeah.
We had a good wide receiver one, but we just couldn't figure out what we wanted to do. And so we'll do start, bench, cut, Super Bowl foods this week. This week, our start, bench, cut is wings, pizza, and nachos.
Wings, pizza, and nachos. Okay, ready for this?
Let's hear it, Caleb.
I'm starting pizza. I'm starting pizza, and here's why. It's so easy to handle, dude. It's so easy. You get your little ranches, dip it. You could have 7 pieces of pizza, maybe even more. You could have a pizza to yourself and enjoy the shit out of that Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Starting pizza is the move.
I'm benching wings.
I'm also benching wings.
The only reason. Wings. Oh, they're so good. The only reason I'm not starting them is because they're too messy. They are messy.
And especially because I don't like buffalo wings, but like the barbecue wings. I like the sweet Asian chili wings from Wingstop. Like, oh man, it's so good, but they're just so messy.
And we're cutting nachos. Nachos are overrated.
Cutting nachos. Caleb, are you a bone-in or a boneless wing kind of guy?
I'm a boneless kind of guy. Well, wait, what are we talking about? Because like if I'm going out to eat, I'm going boneless. If I'm sitting down watching a game, bone-in.
Okay. Okay, I'm going boneless all the way. All
right.
No matter what. If it's not fried chicken, like if it's not like KFC or Popeyes, give me boneless.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's wrap this up.
Let's do it. Cut nachos. All right. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Riding the Bench podcast. Go give our Instagram a follow at Riding the Bench Pod. We hope this is up on the video too. And we're looking to expand a little bit and get some more content out there for you guys. Yeah.
We'll be talking about the future of Riding the Bench very soon. I'm hoping we can do, we'll be letting you guys know and we'll look at a way to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening. We love you.
Thank you. And we will see you next week.
This is why we need a sign off, man. Thank you for listening to Riding the Bench. I'll see you guys on the bench next week. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, bye. We're done. Bye. Thank you, guys.